Alaska Airlines plans to experiment with onboard broadband internet service starting next month. The carrier will charge for the wireless service, although rates have not been set. Passenger advocates say Wi-Fi will be welcomed with limits. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld has the details.
A number of airlines have experimented with online onboard service. American Airlines, for example, is testing a wireless system this summer that has received positive reviews. Alaska Airlines announced its intent to offer the service last year and hoped to start trying it out by June. The deadline's been pushed back, but officials say Wi-Fi will be tested in the air starting in August. Vice President Steve Jarvis says the system will have a wide geographic range because it uses satellite connections.
A lot of other carriers are using air-to-ground, going to go with an air-to-ground solution, and when there's no tower on the ground, there'll be no connection. Ours is going to use the Hughes satellite system, so we really did it because we have so many customers in regions like Alaska that are going to need connectivity in areas where there is not a cell tower on the ground.
The Seattle-based airline is partnering with the California-based telecommunications company Row 44. That company is also working with Dallas-based Southwest Airlines. Row 44 president Greg Fialkowicz says onboard broadband service will be nothing unusual for laptop users.
What'll happen is it'll be very similar to going into a Wi-Fi-enabled hotel or a hotspot such as a coffee shop, where you'll open up your laptop. When you start up your browser, you'll be greeted by a login page that will be branded by the airline. It'll ask for your credit card information. You would give it the credit card information, and then you're free to surf the web.
He says the service will be tested on one Alaska Airlines jet starting in August. Installation on other planes will begin by the end of the year. Fleet-wide deployment will take another 12 months to complete. Other airline service fees have ranged from $6 to $13 per flight. Jarvis says Alaska Airlines will experiment with its rates, including those based on distance. Airplanes are one of the last refuges from internet life. But David Stamey of the Dallas-based International Airline Passengers Association says people want Wi-Fi on board.
Our membership has come back very, very loudly and said virtually without equivocation that 7 out of 10 of them absolutely support having the ability for Wi-Fi on the airplane where you could do text messaging or do your email work, but absolutely no voice service. They've actually asked us for, tell us the carriers are going to have the voice service and we'll stay off of the airline.
Alaska Airlines says it will block online phone calls, such as those offered by Skype or Yahoo or cellular service. Federal agencies also prohibit cell phone use on airlines. Alaska Airlines says no other restrictions are planned, such as pornography filters, but officials say an aircraft's close cabin environment should encourage limits. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting from Sitka.